In this bulletin, Scott Morrison to outline the government's net zero emissions reduction plan. Crown permitted to keep its Melbourne casino licence despite damning findings by a royal commission. And the NBL's first Indigenous female referee, Jackie Dover, is NBA bound. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will travel to Glasgow with a firm 2050 net zero commitment by Australia, but he says he won't support a mandate to shut down any resources or agricultural industries to reach the target. The nation's climate policy has been shaped after protracted negotiations with junior coalition partner the Nationals. Federal Finance Minister Simon Birmingham spent a lot of the morning promoting the so-called roadmap.
The type of plan, effort and policy work that our government has put in to be able to achieve net zero by 2050 whilst ensuring that the jobs, livelihoods and communities of regional Australia are also protected, but also to keep the prosperity of our nation by opening up new export markets and new opportunities as we see the export, the investment environment around the world change.
SBS News understands the review of the 2050 policy will be conducted every 5 years by the Productivity Commission. It will be focused on how rural and regional communities are faring. The first review will be undertaken in 2 years' time. The policy will also include continued investment in hydrogen and low-cost solar. Greens leader Adam Band has long pushed for Australia to adopt a minimum 50% emissions reduction target by 2030.
Scott Morrison has to go to Glasgow with increased 2030 targets. Otherwise, he is condemning Australia to a future of worse droughts, extreme bushfires, and sea level rises. But instead, we have a fraudulent plan from the Liberals and Nationals that is only going to make the climate crisis worse.
A royal commission has not recommended that Crown lose its licence to operate in Melbourne. The final report of the inquiry into Crown Resorts, headed by former Federal Court Judge Ray Finkelstein, QC, has been tabled in State Parliament. The report found Crown Resorts was unfit to run its Melbourne casino after exposing a litany of legal and ethical breaches. The report has recommended a strict oversight and direction by a special manager for 2 years while it attempts to undertake a comprehensive reform agenda to make it suitable. Victoria's Gaming Minister Melissa Horne has endorsed Mr. Finkelstein's conclusion that there is no correct view on Crown maintaining its licence due to the economic value it provides in state revenue and in jobs.
What the Royal Commission does, though, is provide a pathway for Crown to become suitable. And in that way, we are putting in place the most stringent conditions that have ever been put in place in Australian corporate history. Because what the recommendation from the Royal Commission does is it implements and creates a new role called that of a special manager.
Victoria has recorded 1,510 new COVID-19 cases and another 4 deaths. There are now 24,715 active cases across the state. The death toll from the current Delta outbreak is 234. Queensland health authorities have listed a supermarket and a truck stop toilet in the state's southeast as COVID-19 exposure sites. The state recorded 2 new cases, an unvaccinated 17-year-old boy from the Gold Coast and a woman in her 30s from Melbourne who's in home quarantine. The United Nations has denounced a military coup in Sudan and called for the release of the country's interim prime minister and other top cabinet officials. The UN Secretary General has warned that the ouster of Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok put at risk Sudan's political stability and economic future. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the chief calls for Mr. Hamdok and other officials detained by Sudanese security forces to be released immediately.
Sudanese stakeholders must immediately return to dialogue and engage in good faith to restore the constitutional order and Sudan's transitional process. The United Nations reiterates its unwavering commitment and support to the realization of Sudan's political transition. Any attempt to undermine the transition process puts at risk Sudan's security, stability, and development.
And in sport, NBL referee Jackie Dover is bound for the NBA, selected as one of six referees to participate in the competition's referee development program. Dover made history earlier this year, becoming the NBL's first Indigenous female referee. Well, now today's weather. Perth, showers and 17 degrees. Sunny for Adelaide and 31. Melbourne, similar conditions, a top of 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, sunny and 20. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 19. Sydney, partly cloudy, 22. Newcastle, similar conditions, 24. Brisbane, showers and 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, similar and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.